from the Voice of America on Wednesday, April 20th, 2022. And this is
the last of
our and I'm going to be a listener to the pandemic show, and you will not be able to call in since we are broadcasting from our homes.
Thanks for joining us. We are listening to Studio 7 Live Talk. This evening, we are continuing this discussion on the violence against foreigners in South Africa.
Zimbabwean Elvis Nyati, who was murdered in Johannesburg's Deep Slough Township in South Africa, was buried in Zimbabwe last week. Seven of the 14 suspects who were arrested in Gauteng in connection with this gruesome murder appeared before a Randburg magistrate on Tuesday, which is yesterday, facing charges of kidnapping and murder.
This coming at a time, a group of South Africans that calls itself Operation Dudula, led by one Nhlanhla Nathlamini, continues this crackdown on foreign nationals living and working in South Africa.
We are also going to look at the war in Ukraine following Russia's continued invasion.
South Africa. Elvis Nyati, Deep Slough, abantu abazalwa kule South Africa. Yathi bedinga ukuthi angamasela. Kodwa ngikukhanya ke umnomzana zathi umoyi bengumuntu ke okade sisebenzela. Sisebenzela ezindlini zabantu eJohannesburg area lendaweni esijeneyo. So ke uthe bulawa khonapho ke bamdosa endlini, bamgangadela phandle, bamfaka amataya, bamlayita, bamtshisa simili, waphela du umfowethu. Kodwa sibona njalo ke sengcwatshwa kwele Zimbabwe, ungcwatshwe nge-Saturday, kumbe ngithi ngomgqibelo. Ye uthe sengcwatshwa khonapho ke abazali bakhe kade behlulukelwe kakhulu. Bakhulume besithi uNhlanhla u-Elvis Nyati kumele azilwele sibili esengcwabeni lakhe. So sibone bephosele inhlabathi bekhuluma khonokho ukuthi hayi vuka ndoda uzilwele. So singazi ukuthi uzazilwela u-Elvis kumbe kasuzazilwele. So ke sazi kuzozala nkonani. Ye kuzobuya ke kasikhangela futhi i-Operation Dudula kukhanya zani iya phambili ngakhona kududula abantu bokuza ngoba sibonile e-Cape Town. Kulangale ke kudutshulwa abanye babo. Kudutshulwa ngabantu kuchane njengelo kuthi ngabantu abadakwa kwamanye amazwe. Kade besiya khonangale besizwa kuthiwa kutshontshwe ke ama-cables. Ama-cables lapha ngikhuluma ngawo i-power awezesa inqawa ukuthi seZimbabwe. So ke bekulokukhala ukuthi abantu be-Cape Town besithi ya kuyatshontshwa kumangalisayo. I-Cape Town yona iseSoweto, i-Southwestern Townships. So khonangale siyakwazi ukuthi ke kuyahlupha kakhulu. Kulabantu okuthiwa ke ngabobuza abathengisayo emgwaqweni abanye basemkambo basendaweni esijeneyo kodwa ke abantu bakwale South Africa bathi sesibuyile isikhathi sokuthi labo abangala maphepha babuyele ekhaya babuyele kibo sibili bayenza abangakwenza khona ngale ngoba bona sebekhathele. So sizangena ngakho lokho sijule sikhulume ngakho sibe sizwa ukuthi kuyangaphi. Siyaphinda sithi kafukafu ngamaphitshani ngodabule Ukraine siyakwazi ukuthi kuyafika khona ngale umbhobho ukhala uze unuke labantu abaningi sebefile sibili.
Ndizvozvo Gibbs, nhasi uri musi wechitatu tichisangana muchirongwa chedu chatinotarisa zviri kuitika munyika nekunze kwenyika. Takanyanya kunangana nevana veZimbabwe vari kunze kwenyika kwatingati kudiaspora, asi vari muZimbabwe tinokudai kuti munge muchirongwa. Nhasi tiri kutarisa nyaya yekushuka kuramba kuenderera mberi kwezvava kune dzimwe nyika kusanganisira zveZimbabwe zviri muSouth Africa, izvo zvakasvitsa pakupondwa zvinonzwisa urombo, zvinonzwisa tsitsi kwava Elvis Nyati vakadhonzwa kubva mumbamao ndokusungirwa matai vachidirwa peturu ndokupiswa nezvizvarwa zvemusouth Africa. Pane chimwe chikwata chiri kuzviti Operation Dudula chinotungamirwa nemumwe anonzi Nhlanhla Nathlamini vari kukurudzira kuti zvizvarwa zvekunze kwenyika zvinge zvichibuda musouth Africa. Takanzwa nezuro iye Nhlanhla Nathlamini achipika kuti aiwa hatisi kuzombomira kuita zvatiri kuita kana kunzwa tsitsi nekushaya kwa mukoma Elvis Nyati. Hanzi muri kutochema vaNyati vekuZimbabwe muchisiya zvizvarwa zvemusouth Africa kuratidza kuti varamba vakaoma mwoyo. Asika inyaya tiri kunzwa kuti iri kushungurudza vakawanda. Tanzwawo kuti mamwe masangano kusanganisira reZimbabwe Exiles Forum vave kuronga kuti nyaya iyo yekushungurudzwa kwezvizvarwa zvekune dzimwe nyika isvitswe kumasangano akaita seSADC neAfrican Union kuti vaone kuti zvingabatsirwa vangabasanganewo vangabatsira here kumisa dambudziko raitika kuvana vezvizvarwa zvekune dzimwe nyika muSouth Africa. Asi South Africa takambonzwa ichida kuedza yananisa dambudziko irori vachikurudzira hurumende yeZimbabwe kuti igadzirise mamiriro akaita nyaya dzeupfumi muZimbabwe. Zvinove zvinhu zviri kuitwa kuti vanhu vakawanda vange vachitiza munyika vachienda kunotsvaga mabasa kwavava kupedzisira vave kushungurudzwa. Tichabatawo nyaya yehondo iri kuitika kuUkraine zvichitevera kupinda kweRussia munyika iyi. Tinoona kuti hondo iyi yapfuura kana kudarika mazuva makumi mashanu yaane over 50 days ichirwiwa. Hondo iyoyi tine chitarisiro kuti zvii zviri kuitika nokuti kunzwa kuti Russia iri kuramba ichienderera mberi nekubhomba kwairi kuita. Gibbs.
Yes, we've got our first guest, and that is Mr. Teboho Sekondo. Teboho Sekondo is a South African, and he knows a lot about some of the things that are taking place in South Africa. Welcome to the program, Teboho.
Thank you, Mr. Dube. Ngibingelele nobaba nayo khona sizula.
Yeah, ubaba kutonga kanti mina so tonga. We've got Mr. Sekondo.
Yes.
Sekondo. So, Mr. Sekondo. So akusitshele ke baba Sekondo ukuthi konoko kwenzakala kule South Africa nxa sukukhangelo nangu kwakho ukubona njani.
Hey, babudube ngizocela ukukhuluma ngesintu nje.
Yeah, cha ngesintu ba.
Yeah, hey babudube, izinto ezenzeka lana eSouth Africa concerning futhi the issue yama immigration. Well, isimo asikho sihle kakhulu. Asikho sihle kakhulu. And South Africa vele seyivele yaphenduka yaba country nje engenamthetho. Kama ukujasibelana nje umuntu nomuntu wenza le nto afuna ukuyenza. Ya, kodwa zonke lezi zinto, it's politics.
Mm-hmm.
So ngasho kanjalo nje bakuthuka.
Kuyini okwenza ukuthi usho njalo?
Well, into engenza ngisho njena, because ama-politician wethu, even our president, kukancane ukuthi akhulume ngezinto eziso, kukancane ukuthi athinte this issue ye-immigration. So uyabona ukuthi ukungabi concern kwakhe kusho kona ukuthi kunasomething abayizuzayo through this situation. Uyabo, because mele ngabe manje sokwenzeka something between iZimbabwe or asikhulume ngesadethu ngabe nje sokunasomething eyenzekile laesadethu mayelana nalezinto eziso. Uyabo.
Lapho utsho ukungenela kwesadethu. Ubutho lapho ukuthi ngayi sadiki la singenele yakudaba lolu yakhuluma.
Yebo baba, yinto vele kahle kahle ekumele ikhulunywe ikakhulukazi la esadiki, because manje le nto le ithinta kakhulu la esadiki, because ma ungathi uyabheka ne i-immigration kakhulu singasho sithi the Zimbabweans baningi kakhulu eSouth Africa. Kulandela abantu baseMalawi baningi kakhulu eSouth Africa. Abantu baseTanzania, Zambia bakhona la. ISotho icishe iyalandela ifana neZimbabwe, baningi kakhulu abantu baseLesotho la. But akunamuntu from the politician like ofuna ukukhuluma ngayo le nto le. And even namanye amakhantri awafuna ukukhuluma ngayo le nto le. So uyabona ukuthi iba yinkinga nje, akunamuntu ofuna ukukhuluma ngayo. And it's like yesifisa izinga lesizwe yabo, because uma South Africa it's collapsing not because of maybe foreigners, but yezinye zazo izinto ezi-edayo kulesimo esikuso uyabona.
Aha, siyakuza kakhulu ke, sicela ubambe khonapho ungayikatshana. Jongakanomeli, what Teboho is saying here is that the situation is chaotic in South Africa. He says things are not going well because it's sort of like some free for all now, because the government is not intervening in a proper way. He says, for example, the president is avoiding talking about immigration. for example, you know, people coming into South Africa without passports and all those kind of you know, documents. So he says that's very problematic because we're sending a wrong message to people in the Sahel region, you know, on why there's no straightforward intervention. So he says, remember that most of these people that we're talking about here are from Zimbabwe, Malawi, Lesotho, and other nations. You know, he says there are many of them. So at the end of the day, there's need for SADC to actually intervene in this kind of situation. So I can tell you that Mr. Skondo is a very, very wise man as far as he's concerned.
Mm-hmm. Quiet day, Johan. Thank you so much. Tinotenda Baba Teboho Skondo, chizvarwa cheSouth Africa, vatinawo mune chino chirongwa. Manzwa vachitaura pamusoro pezviri kuitika kune zvizvarwa zvekune dzimwe nyika zviri muSouth Africa, vachitaura kuti zvinhu hazvina kumira zvakanaka, zvakuita sekunge yangowe munhu aita wada watonga, nekuti hurumende kana vatungamiri vari kuramba vakanyarara. Vari kutiwo mutungamiri weSouth Africa Cyril Ramaphosa havasi kuda kutaura nenyaya yeimmigration kana kuti yekupinda nekubuda kwevanhu vekune dzimwe nyika vari kugara muSouth Africa. Vari kutiwo dambudziko iri idambudziko rinofanira kunge richibata dunhu reSADC, nekuti kune zvizvarwa zvenyika dzakawanda kusanganisira Zimbabwe, Malawi, Tanzania, tine Lesotho varimo imomo, neMozambique. Nyika dzakawanda dziri muSADC dzine zvizvarwa zvirimo muSouth Africa. Asi Gibbs, chinhu chakanaka kuti chinzwe kuna vaSikondo kuti hurumende yeSouth Africa zvairi kunge iri kutarisa rutivi panyaya iyoyi. Zvaita here kuti vana veSouth Africa vanga vachiisa mutemo mumaoko avo? South African government seems to be ignoring this situation, hence it's almost going out of hand. But is it proper for South African residents to take the law into their own hands and chase out foreigners?
Kumele bazibambele yini bona zandle abantu bekubakwalesouth Africa umthetho kulokuthi uhulumende abe nguye okwenza khona.
Siyakwazi ukuthi akunalizwe okanye ya engavumela le nto yenzeke ukuthi ecitizen azithathele umthetho enze ngendlela yena afuna ngayo, but kuba nesikhathi la abantu sebathi enough is enough, i-government ihlulekile, so kungcono sizithathele thina umthetho ezandleni. So le nto yenzekile before, amazwe aliberated ngayo le ndlela leyo. Before bekunemithetho ne eyayivuna abathile, for instance like South Africa bekunemithetho eyayivuna abantu aba-white ne. But because abantu bese bakhathele lezo zinto lezo ukuthi siyaxhashazwa manje, bokumele ngabe kuekthwakaso, but abakhoni ukuekthangale. So abantu kufika khona isikhathi la ukuthi chivi ukuthi hayi asisafuni manje, sikhathele i-government, so asenze ngendlela yethu. Kona it's not right. Kepha ngenxa yokuthi manje abantu sebahluthukile, then it becomes a problem ngaleyo ndlela.
So I think you got your explanation there, Jonga. He says, yes. You know, people are taking the law into their own hands because the government is not acting on what the people want. So he says, it's wrong for people to do it, but the government should play its part, you know, in terms of taking the law in the right direction. Because as it is, people are doing it because the government is reluctant to implement or do what the people want. So according to Mr. Skondo here. So kunjalo ke, Jonga.
Yes, also Gibbs, I've been reading on some other news sites that the South African police is actually doing more of what these other locals are doing, flashing out foreigners, especially at roadblocks and also other raids that they sometimes do. And which means that the South African police is also against these foreigners, but at the same time they don't want to condemn it openly.
Yes, so konapo ke open lombuzo uyakubuza lapho baba ngawuzwile ngawazwa ngohle singabuza kuphi.
Yeah, Mr. Dube, ngicabanga ukuthi ngizwile. Yeah, yabona njengamanje since nje kunalento le sukile operation Dudula. So amaphoyisa sawayazama ukungena just because maybe bane pressure from that thing ukuthi umphakathi manje like abantu sebangenile bayaphusha lento le and kuba nalento futhi ukuthi sizobheka kanjani kwamanye amazwe. But if it wasn't for Operation Dudula or for singasho ukuthi abantu sebathisanele manje amaphoyisa negovernment nokuthi abafuni ukudlala indima yabo emthethweni, then now manje sokukhani bathi bayaqala bayazama ukuthi ba-acte. But we know ukuthi if i-Operation Dudula or else amanye abantu aba-involved kule nto le yokuthiwa kukhishwa ama-foreigners bangahlala phansi futhi kuzophinde kugoqwa izandla futhi kuzophinde kugoqwa izandla kungasabuyela just because manje ba-acta because bane-pressure and basabela le nto yokuthi sizobheka kanjani internationally. Because once abantu bakuthathela izandla umthetho ezandleni kuzomoshakala kakhulu. Kwenzeka le nto eyenzekile le ukuthi kubulawa abantu, then kuzobhekeka ini kabi i-government ebusayo, even the president. Yabona babudu.
Yabonga baba, thank you.
Kunjalo ithongozile khonapho ubona zani-ke khonokho uRamaphosa kawusoze kumlahle phansi nxa sihlangene umbuzo wakhe suze kumlimaza.
Yazi lo mbuzo lo umzima kakhulu, kepha nje abantu ngokomthetho sebakhathelwe ANC, the party ANC, bakhathelwe uPresident Ramaphosa because esikhathini esiningi umuntu nje ungazithatheli enhloko like iy'khalo zabantu base-South Africa. So ngingasho nje ukuthi nje sinayo le nkinga yokuthi abantu bahypocritic because bayakhuluma but when it comes to votes benza okunye, yabona. So it's a difficult question, kona yena akasesintandokazi njengokungena kwakhe, akasesintandokazi yabantu because amanye ama-ishu yawayekela nje aka-act masinya slowly. So into ekhathaza abantu le because even now kumele ngabe uyavoice up njengomongameli ukuthi no, what is happening, we condemn it. But noma i-condemn uyabona ukuthi no, akanandaba kakhulu ngayo le nto leyo, yabo. Because this thing is the talk of town now, even here in South Africa. This thing ye-immigration yiyo ekhulunywayo manje, but yena akanankinga kakhulu ngayo, yabo.
Yes, yawuzwa kakhulu. So he says, you know, the problem is that the ANC it has become problematic. It's no longer the darling of the people of South Africa. And so at the end of the day, it's a question of Ramaphosa failing to lead the country. So he says there's a lot that is happening here. So let's not just scratch the surface, but look into the details of what is going on. So according to Mr. Skondo, you know, South Africans, or especially South African police, they are doing what they are doing because they want to cover up, like to say, okay, let's not pretend as if we're not doing anything. So they're pretending as if they're doing something. So that's in brief a response to your question, Chonga.
Thank you so much, Gibbs. You can go ahead and throw a question too.
Yes, so we've got Tino Mambeu, and then we've got Maxwell Ngau, and then we've got Tembelihle Ndlovu. All these guys have come in now for us to discuss this issue that is you know, causing problems. So let's start with Mr. Tino Mambeu. Mr. Mambeu, welcome to the program, sir.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Thank you so much. So go ahead, tell us about what is happening in South Africa. What's your take on what is going on there? We've got a South African here who is actually explaining why some South Africans are doing what they are doing, you know, in terms of Operation Dudula and other things. So go ahead, sir.
Well, thank you so much for having me on the show today. And to begin with, we are witnessing, you know,
sorry, I think Mambeo, just hold on. Yes, quiet. Quiet, Mambeo, quiet. Sir.
Okay. So I was saying that we are witnessing a period where South Africans are telling against fellow Africans, accusing them of being criminals and accusing them of taking their jobs, accusing them of taking their market stalls, and accusing them for all sorts of nuisance activities within the country. Now, if we look at any particular country in the world, we will pleasantly find out that there is no country without a jail in Africa or the world over. There is also no country without a judiciary system. So South Africa is no different from any other country in terms of whether crime does happen and crime does not happen. Now, the jails that are in South Africa were not built for foreigners. They were built for criminals. Now, it is equally arguable that if South Africa had jails long before the arrival of the so-called foreigners, they also anticipated that among their own people, there will be people that are behaving incorrectly, and therefore they've got to be treated according to the law. Now, South Africa is one of the best and solid justice systems in the world, and especially in Africa or Southern Africa at large, where the Constitution provides that anybody that is caught on the wrong side of the law is punished according to the requirements of the Constitution. They may not have documents. Am I clear?
Yeah, yeah, quiet now. We can hear you now. Yes, quiet.
Okay. So I'm just reiterating the fact that there is no country in Africa or in the world, as it may be, that has no criminals. The fact that we have a justice system in South Africa tells us that within the population of South Africans, there are criminals. Now, when the law looks at criminals, it does not differentiate whether these criminals are Zimbabwean criminals, these criminals are South African criminals. They are all criminals. Yes, there is a justice system that is in place. There are jails in place to manage. But South Africans are saying Zimbabweans, Mozambicans, people from Lesotho are criminals. I do not think that criminality has anything to do with whether somebody comes from South Africa or elsewhere. So it's highly regrettable that where we should be working together with South Africans to identify criminals among a society and get them over to the police and report them to the police for any wrongdoing. South Africans are taking the law into their own hands. But while we are there, we should just mention that it's not every South African that is doing this. It's a group of disgruntled South Africans, a very small group for that matter. And I do not believe that the majority of the South Africans in this country would support that.
Yes, thank you very much, Tonga. Maybe you can come in there. There you are, Tonga.
Yes, Mabama Mambeo, tinotenda zvikuru kuti mapinda muchirongwa chedu.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, Mambeo, tanzwa kuti sangano renyu reZimbabwe Exiles Forum rine urongwa wekuti dai nyaya iya svika kumasangano akaita seSADC neAfrican Union. Mungatiudzawo pamusoro peurongwa uhu?
Tinotenda chaizvo, vajonga. Nhau iripo ndeyekuti kana nyika yatiri kugara zvino zvakaita South Africa ichinge yava kutambudza zvizhinji vanhu vanobva kunyika yeZimbabwe, zvino tibata nekuti tinenge tichitarisawo kuti origin kana kuti nyika dzakatipoteredza dzemusadiki dzinotiwo kudini nekutambudzika kunenge kwakuita zvizvaro zvenyika ikwedu. Saka tinenge tichiti mukutaura kwatinenge tichiitawo kana nevatongi vemuno munyika ndikazorova maminista anenge akamirira iro bazi reHome Affairs, hazvisizvo zvoga, hatizogumiri ipapo. Tinenge tine chishuvo chokuti panoungana vakuru veSADC vatarisisewo nhau
vana vekune dzimwe nyika vanenge vachishungurudza vari mukati menyika yeSouth Africa. Saka zvinozoita kuti kuda kune dzimwe nguva sevakuru venyika kana vatungamiriri venyika vangawana matanho okuti kubva munyika kuuya kunyika kufambira nyika yeSouth Africa kutapudzike nekuti zvizvarwa zvemuSouth Africa zvinenge zvichitiwo taakutorerwa nzvimbo dzedu dzatinoshandira taakutorerwa zvipatara zvedu hatichakwanisi kuwana mishonga hatichakwanisi kuwana nezvimwe maservices atanga tichiwana saka tinenge tichikurudzira kuti sesadic iongorore nyaya dzakadai mukati meregion kuti dzingadzivirirwa sei uye vanhu vangagarisana sei zvakanaka vasingazourayani kana kupisana kwatirikona kuchiitika.
Thank you so much. Maybe you can just repeat in English for the benefit of those who do not understand Shona.
Now, what we are saying in SADC or to the SADC heads of states is that they should come together and put their heads together to try and find ways of mitigating situations that, you know, that caused the migration, as we have seen. In this case, where most Zimbabweans are migrating in search of better economic opportunities. So we are saying to SADC, yes, there is a problem in South Africa, but this is not, you know, South Africa's problem alone. When South Africa is affected, everybody else is affected. When Zimbabweans are affected, everybody else is affected. So the leaders in the region have got to take it upon themselves to introspect, look into the bull's eye and say, how do we solve the current migration crisis, which has led to our peoples being affected and being better life in a, you know, in a regional country, in a country that they should normally visit and be able to stay without any problems. So I think we're thinking that it is only through cooperation, discussions, and thorough engagement within the SADC leadership that there can be a, you know, there can be a way forward. And, you know, we should not forget that specifically in the case of Zimbabwe, it has been a result of failed, or it has been a result of elections that have been disputed time and again. When elections are disputed, then we have people that are being terrorized. Some of them end up running to countries like South Africa and Malawi and Mozambique and that. So in our case, it's more about how the region can help Zimbabwe to win itself of problems that are associated with elections and economic failure.
Thank you very much, Mr. Mambeu. So let's bring in the other people who are here, and that is Mr. Thembelihle Ndlovu. Ndlovu, sawubukela kuhlelwa.
Sanibonani balaleli bakudube kunjani.
Siyaphila, unibona njani udaba lakho?
Ya, lozima bakudube ngizothanda ukuthi ngibele emva kakhulu ngoba kunezinye zezinto esithi ma sizibhekile sizibone ngathi zilula sibuye futhi siziphosele kugovernment yeme igovernment yeSouth Africa noma yeme igovernment yeZimbabwe. Ngizoqala ngokuthi mina ekungeneni kwabantu beza la eSouth Africa abangenamaphepha from Beitbridge Port to Johannesburg Town kunama roadblocks amangaki nama toll gate amangaki ebhode kunama socha amangaki right mawazi nani nama socha lapho nama toll gate nendlela yokuthi ungakana nendleleni uhamba olude kakhulu khuluma nge 600 km zofika eJohannesburg. They say to arrest abantu kudala la eSouth Africa bethi ma ungena door to door amaphoyisa bekengena door to door bebuza ID passport ID passport. I-government beyenza lokho and make a show ukuthi abantu badeportile ndelihlele nabantu bedeport. But the government, they lose the power because ambassadors of la South Africa, they choose to go to squatter camp. By the time when they come, they will ease the by the code. By telling your police, you can't make a move. By telling your police, you can't move. Fagama kore. Those foreigners is the one paying the money for loan. When that loan is finished, they chase them away. So now this problem, people, they must stop to blame government of South Africa. They blame police here in South Africa, and they're doing criminal also. Because I, every time I drive on the street, I saw everything. But I'm going to say, 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 South Africa, I'm going to say, South Africa, I'm going to say, I'm going to say, Zimbabwe, I'm going to say, 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 I'm an Indian, we have a passport. They have to try to fight for the passport yet to rule. Number one. In South Africa now, maybe we have to go to my employer's cabin. Maybe we have to go to my reporter. We need a cancer and a police station. No. Kuno muntu obile bathi uthembelise Ndlovu uzohlala for 1 week according to his passport. And then lo muntu is a visitor, ebhoda bakunika 1 week. That person uzohlala 2 months, 2 years ela engasebenzi. But imali uyakwazi ukuyibhadala e-rent. Why don't you ask the question that person uthi wena ngubona Monday to Friday ungasebenzi, where do you get the money? When they go sebebona ukuthi lokhu sekunzima manje umthetho into ayifunayo, seqala ukuthi bavusa izinophobhi ngeZimbabwe because iZimbabwe is just a labor. And then omunye bekakhuluma la iminithi ama Nigeria sele adayisa ama drugs thina ekhaya akuna umuntu odayisa drugs akekho umuntu odayisa drugs so asidili ngama drugs thina esidila ngayo esizondela la eSouth Africa imisebenzi yawo and then imisebenzi yawo abakhuluma ngayo ngema office many of them abanawo amaphepha angakwalifa ukungena ema office abantu baseZimbabwe but the way of behavior ngendlela yokuthanda umsebenzi wakho ukuthi uthanda kanjani yeyenza ukuthi company igcine ithatha abantu bangaphandle ngoba they know what they want money. And even if you say, wake until Monday to Friday, Monday to Friday, they wake. So now, if problem is the run out in a lemon, you and a little Avashali, Avashali Sani, Nompara to Abu Bakurum San in the community, from there, I was Ulandia, Umte to West South Africa. There was the police station, Rava Suit, police station, Rava Ridge, if one, two, three. But when the case is so, I want to go to the justice side.
Thank you so much, Ndlovu. Still remember, we're going to have a channel. So, what Mr. Ndlovu is saying is that people should not blame Zimbabweans only. Because look at how the situation goes. Like when somebody arrives at the Bradbridge border post, you know, there's the roadblocks, there's everything, there are soldiers, but people make their way to Johannesburg. Why? There are so many toll gates and all those kind of things. So he says, don't blame Zimbabweans only. At the same time, he says foreigners pay locals these mortgage loans in this way. Somebody says a South African buys a house, then moves in these illegal immigrants in there to actually pay rent and so forth while servicing a particular loan. So he says, you know, they're doing a lot for them, so they shouldn't be blamed that much. So we still have got another question, that is Mr. Maxwell Nkau.
Yes, Gibbs, I just want to read a few of our listeners and viewers' comments. We have Mr. Peter Chikwekwete Mulambo, who says, Makadiva Jonga, Ndafara Ninyaya Mabata Ii, Tinotenda. Then Lawrence Mate, Zanu PFNA ANC, Ndo Varakufarira Kufa Kwevanu. Chris Munyaka, Anzi Mwamuka Sei, Vashamarara West Studio 7, Neo Sei, Vakatehera Matuimana Enyika, Tinotenda Zukuru. Kuita Mkoma Luku Masuka, Anze Mazimbabwe, Tiripa Kaoma, Tinotamusana, Nekudumbu, Hakuna Kwekutizira, and Mkoma Peter Chikwekwete comes back, he says, we are not happy about what South African government treats us, or South Africans treat us. That's Mkoma Peter. Thank you so much, Gibbs. Welcome, sir, to our show.
Thank you, sir.
Yes.
Very well. And thank you to the viewers as well.
Yes.
And Mr. Kau is based in UK, so he wants to make his contribution.
Go ahead, sir, and tell us what you think about this issue we are discussing today.
Sorry, I came in a bit late. I didn't get the question.
So the issue is on what is happening in South Africa, Operation Dudula, and, you know, the struggles of Zimbabweans living in South Africa. So, you know, this kind of relationship with South Africans looks like it's very dicey, and whether maybe you're facing the same problem in the UK, you can tell us about what you're facing there too. Go ahead, Mr. Nkau.
Okay, thank you, sir. I'm not sure where to start really, but I think the people who leave Zimbabwe to South Africa, need to be sympathized with, because they are people who are desperate. They leave Zimbabwe because there is no employment, they are suffering, and they are only going to South Africa to eke out a living from that country. So when they pass through the border, there are police, there are soldiers there, who must really be making sure that nobody who is undocumented goes into the country. most of the people go into South Africa go through the border, where they are police, where they are immigration officers. And so the people who actually allow them into the country are the very officers who should be making sure that no illegal immigrants enter the country. How do they do that? They give them money, so they accept the money and they allow them in. So the same people, the police and the immigration officers who allow illegal immigrants into the country, are the ones now who begin to follow them up, who begin to accuse them of being illegal immigrants. I think that is where the whole thing becomes unfair. It is the same people who allow them into the country who now accuse them of being illegal. Even those who have false documents are given the same documents by the same Home Affairs, which documents are later condemned to be false documents, but they come from the same offices. So these people who go into the country do not employ themselves. They are employed by the South Africans there. In the domestic sector, be it in schools, be it in different industries, they are employed by people there without those documents. Right? So the employers who employ them are the ones who must be blamed for employing people who have no papers. We have the Department of Labor there, which makes sure that everybody who is employed in the country is legal. They have the papers. How then are they accepted by the same Labor Department without the documents? How do they pay their taxes if they are not registered? How are they registered in the country? So if the all these people in South Africa who allow people without documents to work in the country are the people who are failing the country themselves. You see? And then when they see that the foreigners have been employed, most of them are employed, whereas the locals are not, then they begin to be disturbed. And maybe for the generality of the South Africans, understandably so, because they don't understand why and how it happens. But the people who are responsible are the very law enforcement agents and employers in the country. So what they should be doing really is to be dealing with the immigration officers, the police who allow them in, the employers who employ the people who don't have the papers, And the labor department itself, which must process all legalities around people employed in the country. These are the people who are responsible. As long as these people are there and they continue to what they are doing, this will not stop. So it is unfortunate that the people who are not guilty, the citizens who are now angry with what is happening, and those who are looking for employment are the ones now who are fighting each other and killing each other, whereas they are not really responsible for all this mess.
Mm. Thank you very much. I think we see Ubambe Konapo Phiri. That's what Nkahunga Akachana. We still have another guest, Mr. Mambeu.
Yes, I think Mr. Mambeu can help us understand and also respond at the same time to what Mr. Nkau just said. You know, he raised an important issue that these people, they come from Zimbabwe, cross into South Africa. There are many roadblocks, there are many checks and all that, but still they find their way into companies and firms, ending up being employed by the very people who are now saying they must leave. Mr. Mambeu?
So, I think what we are looking at there is very, very serious problem, which is multifaceted, that cannot be described probably entirely in one word or in one phrase. The challenge here is, look, we have a country like South Africa, which is probably the economic hub of the region. Now, what would normally happen is that people migrate from the less economically active areas into South Africa, which is the economic hub. Now, the challenge is when those people come in, what is it that they offer that South Africans cannot offer? I think that's where the challenge is. Now, why does it become suitable for one employer to choose a Zimbabwean over a South African? Right? Why is it that a Zimbabwean employee would be preferred over? Right? Those are questions that we've got to try and ask and analyze. Now, in my thinking, I would want to conclude that if a Zimbabwean is put at the same level with a South African in terms of ability, technical ability, social responsibility, social contribution, and stuff like that. If these people are at the same level in everything, then whoever that is chosen to take the job, you know, it will be based on merit. But here is the deficiency. You have got a Zimbabwean that comes in here, is looking for work, and if the Zimbabwean guy gets work, obviously he's going to settle for low wages. The reason he has to settle for low wages is probably he may not have any tax contribution to make. So he settles for low wages. Now we've got a South African who is documented in his country. While he is documented, he is liable to pay tax. Now, because he is liable to pay tax, he may appear less likely to be employed by an employer who is looking for cheap labor. So now, how do we bring the South African employee and the Zimbabwean employee to the same level so that they can all be looked at in the same manner as long as their qualifications are the same?
Yes, yes, thank you so much. Maybe Tonga, you can make a follow-up.
Yes, I think he's freezing.
Yes,
I'm freezer.
Oh, okay. I had a call coming in. I'm not on Wi-Fi.
Oh, okay. No, okay. Sorry for that.
Yes.
So, Mangamapeza,
so I just wanted to go to drill down on the issue of why is it that an employer would prefer a Zimbabwean over a South African. Right. So I was saying in that respect that a South African is properly documented, while a Zimbabwean is not properly documented. A South African has expectations in terms of salary, where they expect that with their salary they'll be able to eke out a decent living for that matter. Now, a Zimbabwean is looking at a salary that says, if I convert my 1,000 rand to the local RTGS, how much do I have? And how much time do I have here? Right. So I was also mentioning the fact that in 2010, the South African government decided to document Zimbabweans. Now, as they documented Zimbabweans, they helped to bring Zimbabweans and South Africans on par. So if you are now documented, you can as well pay tax. If you are now documented, you can properly contribute to the, you know, to the fiscus. But now, if you remain undocumented, the chances are that you still get work because there are employers out there that are looking for cheap labor. And Zimbabweans are always the go-to, you know, the go-to employees for cheap labor. So I think in the region, it has to be attractive, or it has to be attractive to be able to go and work anywhere, as long as we have got a regional pact that allows even South Africans to go and work in Malawi, that allows even Zambians to come and work in Zimbabwe, based on merit. Now, on manual jobs and other jobs like working in the restaurants and stuff like that, the challenge is that some South Africans may not really want to do those jobs, depending on their, you know, their expectations. So if a South African left university today, a few of them would want to go and work in a restaurant. Whereas if a Zimbabwean graduate came into South Africa today, they would go and work in a restaurant. So the expectations of these two people are very different. So at the end of the day, I think there must be free labor movement within the countries in SADC for a start, such that you become employed anywhere you go based on merit. Now, as to how South Africa can make their labor force more competitive, I think they've got a long way to go. The introduction of technicals, like we have seen in Zimbabwe, where you go to a technical college, you know, the polytechnics, where people are trained. And these are the same people that are becoming more favorable to be employed in South Africa because, of course, they've been trained. So we are sitting with a challenge here where South Africa cannot make a decision as to whether they adopt their own people that have not been trained properly, or they, you know, or they keep on going with the foreigners that probably are probably well trained and are able to do the job, and some other employers in a cheaper manner. So the challenge is, let's make the South African as attractive as a Zimbabwean. Once the two of them are on the same path, then they can compete all on merit.
Thank you, yes.
In essence, my thinking would be.
Maybe let's bring in this guy who is working in South Africa and is doing some exclusive work that maybe South Africans may not even touch. And Mr. Ndlovu is a plumber, you know. So Mr. Ndlovu, he wants to be a plumber. Bako na yini, our physical activity students must always work. Kuna hapo yisa taki.
Zokuluma ni chiba kutuwe umsebenzi we plumbing. Ziamba zimbili plumbing and electric. Bako na abafana baziyo ukuthi bafunani eSouth Africa. Bako na osisi abaziyo ukuthi bafunani eSouth Africa. Njoba bengama South Africa. Those people, they don't choose umsebenzi ukuthi uphi. But bako na abanye ukuthi mawubabiza, mina ngihleli ngibiza abantu abaningi ngomsebenzi. Ma umuntu okhona umthethi nginomsebenzi we 3 days, usebenza. And then ngosuku ngizokubhadala 200 rand, which means makwi 3 days it's 600 rand. Umuntu lana ma ungathi namhlanje like mina ngizokhuluma ngami bangisebenze nomuntu, ngiyacabangela umuntu mina uthi okay, lo muntu unengane nomfazi endlini, ngimnikeze that 200 rand ayisebenzele namhlanje, ngimthengele nokudla. Sasa lo mntwana akabuye emsebenzini lo, uyayibona? So kumele ngiyofuna omunye umuntu futhi, because angeke ngikwazi ukuthi ngimlwise, because ngiyivisita angilamile sinqamulela ngisinkwa sobabili siyashare. But those people, I think wonke ama South African abachoose umsebenzi. Abantu abachoose umsebenzi abe South Africa yilaba abangafuni ukubhadala irenti esuka emakhaya ayofuna ukuhlala kumfowabo endlini engakwazi ukuthi umfowabo usebenza kuphi. Uyayibona? So into esuka ibe yinkinga umsebenzini weplumbing kuyasetshenzwa babudube, kuyagujwa sometimes, sinokubamba udoti ungcekeza straight, ungcekeza siyayibamba ke thina amasenzi imali asinqeni nokunqeni. Kodwa mase ufike ebantwini abanye abachuze umsebenzi, bawuchuza vele umsebenzi asali. But mina into esuke ngixakeke kuye ukuthi silwisana kanjani singabantu abamnyama. Kathi-ke mina ma ngine-skillful sami enginazo, angisishiye nomunye umuntu oli-South African, nami njenge-Afrika sishiye umsebenzi ngimfundise abekwazi, ukuze naye angabi nomoya omubi. Isikhathi esiningi enza ukuthi abantu bale la eMzansi naba-foreigners, okay, ijikita amaZimbabwean because yiwo ama-foreign akhona eSouth Africa as well. Ukuze ama-South African namaZimbabwean, these guys, they are hard work. We don't have weekend. We don't have holiday. And then I can manage to work on holiday. Not even a half day, a full day. Not even double pay, with my whole 300 rand. That day was a 7th, I'm going to call it 600 rand because of the holiday. So that's the thing that I can call to get you. Over the 20th question for themselves, in it, I'm a South African now 6, I'm a Zimbabwe now 3. But you're a Umluman Bozo, okay? Over Amazon, get a good holiday, like it's Kuruma, 24 December, 25 until May 2. I'm a South African, so you want to go home. And then, Minas, okay, let me just wait, and then after holidays, I will go home. I can't call an app in Java, over, and it finds Umlum Puna, I can't do Mutuano, we over Bumsen. So isuka khona lapho. So kufanele ukuthi singama Africans sihlalisane phansi sibone something ayindoda. Le nto le ifuna ubekezele kanje kanje kanje. So khuluma ngeplumbing mina lapho kusetshenzwa khona nzima. Sinabo abafana esisebenza nabo abaningi abeSouth Africa. Abanye baze bakutshela ukuthi no, angeke mphakamise igiza ngiyi-1. Igiza we have to, amakhampani aqasha abantu abawu-6 to install 1 giza. And then mina ngi-install igiza leyo ngiyi-1, ngi-assistant yami. Ngizoyikhera ngigibele double story nayo ngiyi-1. Solar giza siinstola siyi-4, but the other company they employ abantu abawu-12 for 1 batch, abantu abawu-12 for 1 job. So that's the issue ebuya khona kube ne-fight. But this thing, to make them to understand, you have to teach and give them knowledge so that they're going to understand. That these guys for Tutula, they don't know how to handle things. Before you fight with foreigner or before you fight with your neighbor, just go to your father and they ask your father, why this guy is here? And then your father is going to tell you the yeast. That yeast is going to go inside your mind, and then you're going to think about it. Go to tell your neighbor, my friend, don't cross this line because of this and this. Don't forget you are here because of grace. Don't take too much grace because this is not your place. So these things for the Dula, they make a mistake to kill Zimbabweans. That's why now the name of foreigners is belong on Zimbabweans only. And then that thing is going to be painful and it's going to end up going to government of South Africa, blaming Ramaphosa, blaming the police. As I said before, how many roadblocks from Beitbridge to Johannesburg? No one can give you that answer. But the police, if they are listening, they can give you the answer. Because these guys, they go straight to the border and they negotiate with police. The police, they know in Zimbabwe, people, they are suffering. Other people, they crossing daily Messina to buy each day, stock in Messina, go back to Zimbabwe. That life. They're not fighting. And I'm feeling sorry for these guys for Tutela because they don't know the history. If they one day they travel from here to Messina, they will see the South African government, they try to wait to avoid the undocumented people. But the only problem, the citizens of South Africa, the problem, they want money for the rent. And then if they find that money, they see you in like a lavish or like a, what name I can call it. Because my plazin, but my mountain is seven. Mato win mountain, the police are going to go paban. The police are going to see the numbers. Oh, who you put the rabbit duty? My father, I'm 16. Who's sitting in 32,000? Let me like it. Who's a cherry police? You want to okay? Just come with your van, go to our bantu, who was sending data genuine on the 2,000 rand.
Yes, yes. Yes, I think Chunga, you hit him very clearly here. He's saying there's a lot, you know, behind the scenes. And this Operation Tutela activists are not sure of the history between some nations. And he says if they knew exactly what was taking place, they wouldn't be doing what they're doing right now. Unfortunately, Teboho has dropped off. I think he has left for his house because it's a bit late in South Africa right now. Mm-hmm. So now maybe we can proceed and talk to Mr. Mount Finkow. Yes.
Yes, you know, I think this is a South African guy who has sent a message on our Facebook page. It's Lawrence Mate. He says, there is a lot of South African guys who work very hard. It's only that, okay, he's a Zimbabwean, who says, it's only that we Zimbabweans, we're fighting for survival. He's acknowledging that there are a lot of South Africans who work very hard, but it's only that Zimbabweans we are fighting for survival. Yes, Mr. Nkau, welcome back to the show. You raised a very important issue that these Zimbabweans or illegals in South Africa, they cross into South Africa using all these legal routes where there are policemen, roadblocks and all that. But let's not forget that there are also illegal entry points into South Africa, with some of these points actually being used to bring into Zimbabwe cars stolen from South Africa or vice versa. What can we talk about these illegal roads to South Africa? I mean, how can we describe them for those people? Because most of these people, they use these illegal routes and go to farms where they are employed and paid less than what is designated for the jobs. Why? Because the farmers, they don't want to pay more. That's why they end up employing these illegals.
Illegal routes. Kumabe ngakashwana ngumuntu eSouth Africa. Kabanzi kuhla eSouth Africa, baza vuyile emuva, babe ngakhatshwa eSouth Africa. So, laba abakhatshwa, the employers who employ them, iba bani problem. Laba abantu balekale kibo because they have issues, they have problems, they have challenges. Right? And so really it becomes difficult now to blame them. Not that they are okay. They are illegal immigrants, yes, but now once they are in the country, it means the country has opened up its borders for them. Whether through illegal routes or through other, you know, illegal routes. But they eventually make their way into the country. There are soldiers along the border, there are police along the borders, there are police all over in the country. So once they discover that they are foreign nationals who have been there illegally, they should then take them to court or they should take them back to their countries. And as soon as they enter the country, they would be having all these problems. Because once they are inside and they begin to find employment and they are employed, then it's like their employment and their stay in the country is somehow legitimized by whoever employed them.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. You expect that they continue paying the police and the people in the country monies when they are caught. You know, it further proves that the problem really is with the law enforcement, you know, agents within the country. They are the ones who are causing the problem. I think these groups that are unhappy, or the community that are unhappy with what is happening in the country because of foreigners, they should actually be fighting or dealing with the soldiers, the Home Affairs Department, the employers, and not these people. And not these people. These people are now the responsibility of the same police officers. They are the ones who should be arresting them, and not Dudula and any other group, or even the communities that are not happy with what is happening, because it's not their duty. It is the duty of the law enforcement agents to deal with what they consider illegal immigrants in the country. Even crime, those who steal cars or whatever using illegal routes, they are also the responsibility of the police. So they must be arrested and put in jail. So the problem lapha ilawo abakwe abaphiwa amandla uhulumende ukuthi ba safeguard i constitution ya South Africa. Oku idudula is not ayiphiwa amandla uhulumende ukwenza lokho ekwenzayo. So obviously what they are doing is wrong. Idudula it goes on to kill people. Akula sizathu esihle singajustifya ukubulawa komuntu. That is what is wrong. That is what is bad. Dissatisfied and unhappy as they may be, they still have to respect the law, respect human life,
uh-huh.
You know, and do what is right, and let the law take its course.
But
thank you.
Before we go any further, I just wanted to ask Mr. Nkau or our other guest. You know, it's not only that Zimbabweans or foreigners are in South Africa. They are also in Botswana. But we haven't had or seen incidents like what is happening in South Africa. What can you say about this?
I think the culture is created in South Africa because it looks like people just do as they please. They disregard the constitution. They disregard the structures that are put in place, you know, to serve the nation. And they do as they please. And so obviously when they feel they are not happy, they are dissatisfied, they will always, you know, get up and start chasing people around, killing people and doing all that. It all goes to show what the law enforcement agency in South Africa is failing to do its work.
Yeah. So maybe let's stop you there for a moment.
Ikobe vumela ukuthi abantu babulale ngoba behlekile because umsebenzi wenu kubana bawenzi. And so they kind of condone or allow these things to happen.
Siyabuzwa kakhulu Nkau. Sinobaba Richard Moyo. Moyo, just a few words. Siqeda ukungena khonapho. Richard Moyo, uyasizwa imba? Just nje amazwi amafana.
Okay, ndinomzwa imba kadi masera se ima nero mamuka se. Ya ndinomzwa zonke na uye kugara kwevanhu vekuZimbabwe mukati menyika South Africa. Era vatambudzika hombe. Inawo inokonzerwa nekutambudzika kwevanhu pasi penyika. Uye futi nawo yekuva vafambi panyika pano haina kutangwa nesu yakangogara yakadaro kubhaibheri chikura mwari kuti kana vachinge vatambudzwa nokutendewa kuti vairiuridzike nyika. Saka tichiona zvo zviri kuitwa nenyika yeSouth Africa kuzama kose vanozama nako dai nyika yekwedu yeZimbabwe yakanga iri raiti vanhu vakangadai vanga vasingapindi nekumvura vasingapindi vakasiyana
nokuti Good night, Zimbabwe.
Neni, jonga kande miri, nishidi tino utenda inu kramba mshitera zironga zredu, restudio 7, mora razwa kanaka watereri, ni watari.
Good night.